The night is hot and muggy, but in a Melbourne beachfront house, there is a sense of intense anticipation. The room is filled with scientists, students, and environmentalists who are all hoping that on this night, near the end of the breeding season, green sea turtles will emerge from the ocean waves and lay eggs in the sand. Researchers are poring over charts of last year's turtle breeding stats and hope research teams out on the beach will spot their quarry. Finally, the news comes in.
She's still digging. She's run into either a root, some big roots, or a board up under the surface of the sand, and so she's just kind of digging on that right now.
She's digging or body pitting?
She's digging, but he thinks that she's hitting roots or a board or something.
So she's actually digging the nest cavity. Oh, we need to go.
The team of about 10 people begin walking down a dark dune to the shores of the Archie Carr National Wildlife Refuge. Even though houses are only a few feet from the beach, the shore is completely dark to better accommodate the nesting turtles. University of Central Florida researcher Lou Earhart is guiding members in the dark.
To the right. If you go a little bit, angle off to the right, and that's the way we're going anyway.
The only light comes from a flashlight with a red filter to lower light intensity and better preserve night vision.
Oh boy, this is a fine night. This is a great Florida summer night. We got a nice breeze.
This past September, the U.S. House of Representatives approved changes to the Endangered Species Act. The controversial legislation is sponsored by California Congressman Richard Pombo. The major revamping includes how species are evaluated for endangered status and how sensitive habitats are monitored. According to Pombo, U.S. Fish and Wildlife's own numbers show the ESA has a less than 1% success rate for species recovery. But David Godfrey, who directs the Caribbean Conservation Corporation, argues the act has specifically helped sea turtles.
Laws and regulations were put in place protecting turtles, stopping the harvesting of eggs, stopping the killing of adults for meat in our waters, and the population has rebounded significantly from those days almost everywhere that they nest in the United States.
Pombo's plan also argues that because nearly 90% of endangered species have habitat on private land, the ESA brings government into unavoidable conflicts. Although Pombo's changes are not anticipated to directly impact the turtles at the refuge, David Godfrey says a long history of turtle research demonstrates the low impact the act has on private citizens.
It's happening in particular right here at a place that does not cause undue harm to private property rights. You know, as children play in their yards, endangered species are getting ready to crawl up in their backyard and nest. Right now, right this very minute. They're congregating offshore, and in about 2 hours, they're going to be coming up in this home's backyard and nesting successfully. People are living with endangered species, and the act is not interfering with them.
Now the environmentalists are waiting to see what action the U.S. Senate will take with the proposed Endangered Species Act changes. Even though radios and flashlights are being used, navigation to the nesting site is difficult. The team led by Dr. Earhart is constantly on the lookout for signs of other sea turtles moving out of the sea and up the beach. As the team moves, David Godfrey of the Caribbean Conservation Corporation spots something up ahead.
Right where the waves break on the shore and there's the white foam, you can make out a dark object in the water's edge, and it has all the telltale signs of a sea turtle just beginning to emerge out of the water. So we're just going to stop and let this turtle basically make a decision whether or not it's going to emerge, and it does look like it's emerging.
But identifying turtles in the dark is no easy task.
Maybe it's not a turtle.
I don't think it's a turtle. Can we approach it?
No, not yet.
No. I don't think it's a turtle. I think it's a stump.
Okay. Well, it's so dark tonight that I think we can move on by anyway.
After walking further down the shore, the two teams of researchers meet up with a bigger-than-average female green sea turtle with a nearly 4-foot-long shell and weighing in at 330 pounds. A hail of sand is flying around the green turtle as she laboriously covers her egg clutch and prepares to return to the sea. Out of water, the entire process is exhausting, and the turtle's breath comes in great gasps. The hurricanes of 2004 reshaped dunes at the National Wildlife Refuge, killing some sea turtles who became trapped after the dunes collapsed on them. But statistically, green turtle nestings have risen in the past year to around 3,500 at Archie Carr, and other turtle nestings have also reached record levels. For this green sea turtle, the night is ending. She finishes nesting and drags herself down the beach. The waves crash over her shell, and she returns to her element. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Mark Simpson.